Good afternoon. Clouds are overspreading a good part of interior New York and New England, part of a wave of low pressure riding along a stationary front that'll shear off to our south today. Still, with increased cloud cover, temperatures will be held back a bit, and mostly in the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. We may see a few scattered showers move into parts of the region, particularly the Catskills and the mid and lower Hudson Valley, by the end of the day. With the system shearing off to our south and east tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and the best chance of showers once again will be in southern sections of New York and New England. So we'll start off tomorrow with some clouds, especially in southern sections, but quickly, we'll go back to sunshine. It'll be mild again on Thursday with low humidity, and highs will average in the upper 70s to around 80. A new area of high pressure will dominate the weather on Friday with more sunshine and highs in the lower 80s. At this point, we'll track a disturbance through the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes and into the northeast for the weekend. Skies will be mostly cloudy on Saturday, and as the warm front pushes through, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely. Highs will be left in the mid-70s with the cloud cover. After the warm front passes by, we'll reach up to 80 on Sunday, although skies will remain mostly cloudy. The humidity will climb, and as the cold front pushes through, we'll see more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon. Still a leftover shower with this system on Monday morning, then increasing sunshine, breezy and pleasant, mid-70s Monday afternoon, and dry with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front extending from the Central Plains eastward across the mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and mid-Atlantic will remain a focus for multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow. With a very warm and humid air mass aligned with the front, some of the storms could be severe, as well as produce localized excessive rainfall and flash flooding. South of this front, deep tropical moisture and a trough of low pressure extending from a low in southern Texas will continue the threat for widespread heavy rainfall across eastern and southeastern Texas through today. Flash flood watches are posted across this region given the high moisture values in place and heavy rains that fell earlier in the week. Across the western United States, dry and very warm conditions will persist through today over the Pacific Northwest. However, an upper-level trough moving in from the Pacific will bring clouds and colder conditions by tomorrow. Over the southwest, a building upper ridge will bring increasingly hot conditions to the region through the end of the week. Excessive heat warnings are posted from sections of southeastern California, southern Nevada, and southern Arizona. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, upper 70s, Boston increasing clouds, lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high 97 set in 1953, and the record low 43 in 1918. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with a few showers possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers likely tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny from the Mohawk Valley north and mostly cloudy in the Catskills today, highs in the mid-70s. Clouds and a shower possible south tonight, partly cloudy north and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with a few showers possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers likely tonight with lows in the upper 50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. More sun north of I-90 today, more clouds to the south, but dry everywhere, and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds and increasing sun, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, lower 80s Friday. Mostly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Mid-70s Saturday, humid near 80 on Sunday. A leftover shower Monday morning, then increasing sun and breezy, mid-70s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.